This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. A court in Saudi Arabia on Monday sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi, who was murdered in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey last year by a team of Saudi agents. Saudi Arabia's state-run TV channel reported that three others were sentenced in the prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had drawn international condemnation for the killing because several Saudi agents involved worked directly for him. The kingdom denies that Prince Mohammed had any involvement or knowledge of the operation. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid to Ukraine just 90 minutes after President Trump spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone in that July 25th phone call. That call, of course, at the center of the president's impeachment in the House of Representatives this week. But now 146 pages of emails show that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. Democrats would now like Duffy to be a witness during the Senate impeachment trial, and that, of course, is another story of which AP's Julie Walker has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want new testimony. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does, leaving open the possibility of a protracted delay. President Trump complained about the holdup Saturday.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case.
But Schumer says they have even more evidence.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush.
That email from senior White House budget official Michael Duffy, who Schumer wants to testify. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News.